Many years ago, one of my my Rosh Yeshiva gave a very short Dvar Torah that I didn't understand. About 10 years later, I thought about it and I understood. I think I understood it. And what he said was that for somebody who has spent time in a yeshiva, there's one tefillah that is probably the most important tefillah in their life, and that is V'tein, three words. V'tein chalkeinu b'toratecha. That's all he said. I could stop now and wait for you to come back to me 10 years ago to see if you understood what I said. But I'm going to give you my interpretation of what he said. V'tein chalkeinu b'toratecha is not a generic tefillah. Doesn't mean give us each a portion in Torah. Your chelek is very different from mine. Everybody sitting here has a different chelek in Torah. Everybody sitting here has a different access to Torah. Everybody sitting here has a different gateway, a different thing that they're going to connect to, that for them, the Torah is going to be theirs. V'tein chelkeinu, every one of us has our own chelek. For some people, it's in the world of learning. For some people, it's in the world of learning Gemara. For some people, it's in the world of learning Halacha. For some people, it's in the world of learning Tanakh. For some people, it's in the world of learning Jewish history. For some people, it's in the world of learning Jewish philosophy. There are lots of different ways. There are lots of different Halakim. For some people, it's in the realm of learning Mishnah. There are lots and lots of different doors. For some people, it's Musar. Everybody has their own chelek. Of course, one of the big mistakes we often make is we try to take somebody else's chelek. We try finding something that we think we're supposed to be doing. No, what you're supposed to be doing is finding the place where you feel like this is where I connect on a very profound level, on a very deep level, to Torah. Find your own chelek, don't find somebody else's. Everybody's got their own. By the way, for some people, there are great stories about this. You can read up about them, about in Europe. So, in Europe, you go back 2, 3, 4 generations, most people living in shtetls did not have much of an education. My grandfather's formal education, I think, ended when he was 11. That was it. You had to be very rich or very brilliant to get any kind of formal Jewish education beyond that. Otherwise, you went to work in the family business, on the farm, or smithing, or whatever it was. For many people, their chelek was, they went to a shir once a week in Ein Yaakov on Shabbat afternoon, or Pirkei Avot. And that was their chelek. And by the way, when I say once a week, I mean every single week. For some people, it was a mitzvah. Their chelek was a mitzvah. That mitzvah was the most important thing in their life. One. Not that they didn't do the others, but this was the mitzvah that they owned. That became their chelek in Torah. I think that's what my Rosh Yeshiva was trying to say. We spend many, many hours learning, and some people spend many years learning, and they never find the place in Torah that they connect to. They never find a place where they can call it their chelek. I've been thinking about that. I think about that often. This is 40 years later, even more. But I've been thinking about it in the last few days, in the last week, in a completely different context. That message that I heard many years ago sticks with me all the time and always forces me to ask what my chelek is. I'm still asking. But I think it's insufficient. I think it's insufficient to say what's my chelek in Torah. I think we have to add to that, especially in light of where we are, we have to add something else. Imagine that you were somebody alive in 1944 and you fell asleep and you slept like Rip Van Winkle or like Choni Hama'agel. You slept for 75 years, and you woke up today. You look around and you pinch yourself because you think you're still sleeping. This can't be real. Jewish people? With their own country? They're not slaughtering us all over the world? You'd be convinced that you were dreaming. This whole world, everything about our existence here is a fantasy. And it happened not by accident. It happened because lots and lots of individuals took their own chelek and did something with that. It wasn't necessarily a chelek in Torah, but it was a chelek in the future of the Jewish people. I think that having gone through what for me is one of the two most emotionally wrenching seasons of the year. I have Yamim Noraim is one, and 6 months later you have Yom HaShoah, Yom HaZikaron, and Yom HaAtzma'ut. They leave me an emotional wreck every single year. Because it takes us through the last 75 years of Jewish history that are unlike any others in all of Jewish history. We can't even begin to fathom what all this stuff means. But then when you begin reading individual stories about what people did in order to make this real, not a dream, not a fantasy, and the sacrifice that lots of people made, some people sacrificing their lives, some people sacrificing their money, some people sacrificing all sorts of things, and the number of people who decided that they had to take their chelek, or they had to do their chelek, in helping to build the Jewish people. So when I think about V'tein Chalkeinu B'Toratecha, I now think about it on two levels. Number one, what's going to be my chelek in the Torah that Hashem gave us, in the mitzvot that Hashem gave us, in the learning that Hashem gave us, but also, what's my chelek in building the Jewish people? What's going to be my chelek in doing that on a campus somewhere, in a community somewhere, in being here and doing something here and throwing my lot in with the rest of the Jewish people so that I'm a player in the story of Jewish history and not just a spectator? So when you see the words the next time, V'tein Chalkeinu B'Toratecha and Tefillah, hopefully it'll spark something of thoughts as to where you're going to find your chelek, both in the Torah that Hashem gave to us as a gift and the doing that we are going to do that is going to be our gift to Hashem and the rest of Am Yisrael. Wow.